Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The Mike Calta Show is back on 102.5 The Bone.
It is the Mike Calta Show. My name is Drew Garabo. You can normally hear me on 102.5 The Bones afternoons 2 to 7 with Drew Garabo Live.
I've had multiple calls asking me if that was a mistake that you keep saying that.
Ian Beckles and Third Leg Greg and DJ Don Pablo will be cutting it up this afternoon live until 7.
And Anna. Good to keep throwing her in there.
Thank you.
EP.
The cocaine-addled gentleman that I referred to is actually in Plant City. Public pool. 64-year-old dude walks up, exposes himself to the children in the pool, and then walks away.
Because he was on cocaine, right?
Yeah.
He was like, ah!
Well, was there just children in the pool, or was there like a really attractive woman?
Well, he doesn't say, but there were children. I don't know if it was just children.
But I mean, if there's like a really hot mom in the pool, then you might get distracted and totally forget about the kids.
Gotcha. So he wasn't flashing the children, he was flashing a hot mama.
Yeah.
The kids just happened to get the unfortunate fallout from said flashing.
Right.
Tell their therapist.
This might just be the move. Maybe, you know, we see these stories all the time and we try to crucify these guys, mostly because there's children around when they're doing it. But maybe that's what we're supposed to do. Maybe we're just supposed to show women what we're working with and then go from there.
In the animal kingdom, they call it presenting. You know,
peacocking.
What?
Peacocking.
Let's watch the language, please.
Hey,
it's one word.
All right, it's one word
and one beautiful bird.
Yeah, damn right.
The plumage is to die for.
Right.
What a great word to say too, peacock.
Man. Peacocking. It's
wonderful.
That's what they're doing.
Like a cockatoo. Boy, the birds. Would you like a cockatoo? Maybe three. Mike Rotunda is here to class things up a little
bit. Good luck.
You seem to be dressed in business attire. Is that because you're coming to your first day of work at Cox Media Group Tampa as a salesperson?
It is.
Congratulations.
Thank you. So I got my dapper wardrobe on.
Very nice.
Ooh, I missed the dignitary party on Friday.
I did. So did Carmen.
And John.
And John, that's right. Half of us in this room went, half didn't.
That's right.
We like our colleague Ian, so we went.
Yeah, absolutely. We respect him and his invitation. So
I love
showed
him.
Up.
I respect it. I just couldn't eat or drink anything.
Right.
Sure. We gave Ian a hug, and I said, man, why is he so sweaty? And somebody said, he was out in the rain. That's why.
Dude, he worked his ass off for that party, and he deserves all the accolades. It was honestly one of the best parties I've ever been to in my entire life.
They had a salsa bar that they left out late, and I smashed through that tub of chips and salsa. So thank you, Ian Beckles, for that salsa,
man,
whatever that company was.
The move I made was we went to Natalie's Timex in downtown St. Pete beforehand, because I don't like eating at these events. Even if I'm going to hide in VIP somewhere, I don't want to meet someone or see someone I haven't seen in a long time. You know, your face is odd. Plus, I'm eating pescatarian right now, so I didn't know if there would be any fish options. I've kept it for 2 weeks now. No red meat, no pork, no chicken, no nothing.
And just, no alcohol. Yeah. I saw you were drinking water the whole night.
Nice.
You
feel good. You look good.
Yeah. Good. Walk outside, get hit by a bus.
It could happen.
Didn't help you.
You're right. It could happen. And the why, Carmen, is because I went to my doctor for the first time in 9 years to get a checkup, and the cholesterol and blood pressure could come down a little bit. You know, could just get knocked down a little
bit. Stop eating so many of those pizookies that you're always talking about.
That is step one. That is.
I heard those are delicious.
They are so good.
They are amazing.
They are so good.
The pizookie is incredible.
Yeah.
So Micah was just in Vegas, and you know, she doesn't eat anything that's bad. She's, you know, a virgin, so she didn't get into too much trouble, doesn't do drugs. What do you think the naughtiest thing was that Micah did in Vegas this past weekend?
Ooh. All right, she gambled. She gambled.
No, do you think she had a treat, maybe?
Like, spoiled herself?
Yeah.
Do you guys not follow her on any of social media?
No,
she
they
was
don't.
Out in the morning at, 6 a.m. running and doing step-ups on the curb.
What's she burning off, though?
That was treat yourself. That was dangerous, by the way. I saw a homeless man in the background.
So that was probably the most dangerous thing she did.
I love the disgust and negativity in Carmen's tone when she's talking about these healthy things that Mike did. Yeah. Like, she's in Vegas.
I know.
This bitch is running on the beach.
It's
because her Instagram was the exact opposite of any imagination or fantasies that I have about Vegas.
Yeah.
You did the exact opposite of that.
No, that's nobody's Vegas experience.
Micah's
experience is nobody's Vegas experience.
Expect the unexpected.
Yeah. I guess so.
That's exactly what I wanted.
The only part that would be similar is you were up early because I still would have been up from the night before at that same time.
For sure.
Like, let's go! Yes, game on!
I don't think she got that naughty. Let's see. So you say no gambling?
I'm just wondering if she maybe had some Frosted Flakes or something somewhat naughty.
Oh my gosh.
What's the naughtiest you got out there in Sin City?
Well, I went to Caesar's Palace, and the first thing I was greeted by was some Thunder from Down Under guy.
Oh, the male review.
Yeah, he tried to, I don't know if he was trying to solicit me or just take a picture, but I was like, I actually have to go. I'll see you later.
Oh, you shot him down so gracefully. Yet mean.
That wasn't still mean. He was trying to caress my arm. I'm like,
was he hot?
Yeah, he's good looking.
Don't have such nice arms. Like, what are you talking about?
So they have them out there like busking, like hawking people to get in the
They're
Thunder from
Down
Under.
They're trying to get you to buy pictures and tickets and stuff.
Good day, mate. I can't help but notice your robust physique. Look at these abs.
Check out my shrimps on the Bobby.
A couple of amazing abs you got there.
To check in for my sister-in-law's arm wrestling competition, and so we thought I was one of the arm wrestlers.
I can see where you think that. You do have developed biceps.
Yeah.
It's the pescatarian life.
That's true.
Doubt that.
You can pin me anytime you want.
Yeah.
No rules, just right. I love the brown bread we've got in our restaurants. Steak knob. You can stab someone with. So getting felt up by an Aussie from Down Under.
That's a word. From Down Under.
Sounds like a good time so far.
I had my fair share of tequila and wine.
Whoa! Yeah.
I do like to drink, but I'm a very happy drunk. So if you receive gratitude texts or I love yous, that's usually me after a couple glasses of wine. I'll look back the next day. I'm like, I told 30 people last night that I love them.
Yeah, that's amazing. Good for you.
Without tequila, it's just 20.
Good for you.
Yeah. Don't worry, guys.
I mean, there are worse ways to be. You can see negative Carmen when she's drunk, and that's the opposite end of that spectrum.
Negative Carmen got a restaurant to reopen after they already shut down their pizza ovens.
Do not call that negative Carmen. Let's call that drunk, hungry Carmen.
Yeah, it was very drunk, hungry, and angry Carmen.
So wait, they had shut down their pizza ovens?
What Taco Bell was it that you got?
No, it was a pizza place, like a mom and pop pizza place, and people were waiting outside for pizza, and they just came out, and they were like, no more pizza, we're done, ovens are off. And Carmen runs into the restaurant and is like, I thought we had pizza, bro. And they're like, all right, fire back up.
Yep. And I got everyone pizza.
Yeah.
Good.
So, yeah, you're for real. That's a true story.
That is results.
And then she called me over someone's shoulder.
Yeah, after she called me numerous homosexual insults.
Of course.
He was taking me away from the pizza. I think he deserved that.
You had the pizza when we were leaving.
I was actually eating it while I was over his shoulder. I wanted more.
And calling him the F word.
You're welcome.
I don't know if Bone TV's looking for any original programming, but I would love to see a night out with Carmen and Micah together where they just go out drinking and see what happens.
Oh man. That's what you call it.
That's a series. That's like a whole 12 episode arc of
12 episodes. It's gonna, with the diet that she's on, she's gonna last 10 minutes, and after her first drink, she's gonna be like, I'm going to sleep. I don't want to be here anymore.
And also, if my partner in crime isn't drinking with me, if they're toned down,
no, she drinks.
Oh, she'll drink.
Yeah, she drinks, but
not
I'm
like
just
you
saying,
drink.
It's not like.
How do you know she doesn't drink like you drink?
Me and her drinking are because I can, you just know.
Are you saying she's soft? I mean, what are you?
SAWFT?
Yeah.
Soft.
I'm just saying, I don't mean you go out and it's not the same level either.
You know I fell down in an alley 2 weeks ago because I had two glasses of rosé.
I need
he doesn't rage.
I need about 2 liters to get there.
I'll drink with you, Carmen.
Thank you.
I'll drink with you.
So Micah, you're out there in Vegas. Mm-hmm. Tequila. What else? Any other vices? Anything else naughty happen at all? That's it?
Foreign men?
Crack?
There were foreign men at the arm wrestling tournament.
Okay.
So I just walked around. I'm like, oh, hi.
You'd let them fill up on your biceps, wouldn't you? Yeah, you would have, though.
No. Maybe.
You would have.
She's a good girl.
There's a couple like really good-looking Swedish guys. And they were all cheering my sister-in-law on because she's Swedish. So I was like, oh, I got an in. I'm going to go talk to her.
So your sister-in-law competed. And how did she do in the world? What is this, a world arm wrestling?
Well, it was the world championship. And then the major sponsor backed out last minute. So it just changed into another big tournament. And then the world championship will be later this year.
Ooh. Got you.
But she destroyed everybody.
Nice.
Both, of course she did.
You do right and left arm. They call it pulling. And she had to pull both. She beat everybody.
So wait, hold on. You can do either arm?
Yeah, but
she can.
You have to compete with both arms, and then there's a right arm winner and a left arm winner, and she took home 2 20-pound hammer trophies.
She won both right and left arms.
Oh, yeah.
Shut up.
The longest pull that she did was about 3 seconds.
Jesus.
I was like trying to film, like trying to get up to the front, because it's like it feels like you're in a boxing tournament, and it's dark, and there's spotlights, and you have to like run from one table to the next. So they call her name. She'd walk over there, and everybody else is super cocky. She just walks up, and she's like, one arm, bam.
Yeah.
2 seconds later, it's done. And then you're like, okay, next one. Oh. And then she goes around, and best out of three. It's really freaking cool. If you get the opportunity to go experience an arm wrestling tournament, do it.
Do you think you could beat John Senning in an arm wrestling match right now?
No doubt.
I don't see the.
I'd say me, but I know you'll destroy me. I have tiny arms.
I got Micah.
The New Age Shooter and I are a tag team. We just don't compete.
Okay, yeah, that's great. Very touching.
I mean, if you were
sentimental. Good for you and your heart feelings. But do you think you could beat him in an arm wrestling competition? The answer is yes from the look on your face.
Yeah, you totally. Your looks are betraying you.
I've been learning some techniques.
I bet John wins.
Oh, wow.
Whoa.
Don't bet anything significant.
You got the fire. You see the fire in his eye right there?
Yeah,
that's
nice
hunger.
I
got Mike all day.
That's sweet beer.
Let's put some money on this.
That's not fire. That's just crust.
Ew.
All right, are we doing this?
Yes, you should definitely do it.
Are we arm wrestling?
Yeah, let me get my Instagram ready.
Yes. All right.
Great. Come on over, John.
So I have a couple techniques. Step one, I got to stretch.
All right.
Oh, yeah, stretch for sure. John Sandy, you have this. I have full faith
in
you.
No, you don't.
No, you don't.
Yes, you do. Yes,
Team
you
Micah.
Do, John Sandy.
Team Micah all
no
the way.
No way. John Sandy's got that hidden strength where you don't think he's strong, and then he rips your arm off.
Are you building me up so it looks even worse when
there's
I'm
no,
beating?
No,
I think you
strength.
Shatter her tibia.
Can this table work?
Is that in your leg?
I don't know. Said tibia. All right, so
hold on. I got my the Bones Instagram ready to go here.
There's John Senning. All right, hold on 1 second.
I'm done.
All right, here we go. One, ready in 3, 2, 1, begin.
Oh, she's strong. Oh, wow.
Do it, John.
All right, they're deadlocked. John's trying to finish her off. Mike is holding her ground. Mike is holding. This is a long draw. She's fighting back. She's fighting back. She's fighting back. Oh, this is two people who do not want to lose. Boy, we're really seeing the best thing. Oh, John Senning!
It was rigged. He had an advantage. Did you see that angle he had?
Nope.
He had the table.
Nope.
I demand a rematch.
Nope.
The table was look at this angle.
John Senning, this finally proves the age-old question. Men are better than women. Thank you, John Senning. Thank you, John
Senning. I don't think we needed an arm competition to find that out.
Oh, come on.
I truly believe she let me win. I really, truly believe she let me win.
Micah, is that true?
Maybe.
No, stop it.
Maybe.
I don't
think
so.
There's also weight classes,
Yeah.
Oh, sure,
so that you
whatever.
Can be, like,
she don't want to hurt his ego.
Yeah, she gets
to leave. She
shatter his rotator cuff.
She's got to go out there and sell,
Yeah, oh, man.
Yeah,
make salads.
My dress.
Yeah.
Make salads.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.